that's the residential part of it. I think out in different parts there's commercial, recreation. I mean, it was a whole big plan development. The lots are about 7,000 to 9,000 square feet to kind of vary.
And this currently is A1, and is they're asking for R2.
R2, yes.
Any discussion, or are we ready? Again, this is just a recommendation to the Taney County to...
I'll make a motion to approve rezone.
We've got a motion to approve rezone. Do we have a second? Got a second. Any further discussion?
Who's second? Oh, Randy.
With that, I'll read the specific zoning motion. Motion to recommend approval of application 22-031 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by MRG Group for the parcels located at 07-0.0-13-000-000-020.001 to be rezoned from A1 zoning to R2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 5-1.
5-1. Okay.
Again, the actual Taney County Commission meeting will be November 28th, 9 a.m. So that ends our rezone, and we will move on to, we've got three conditional use permit applications. First one is 22-031, 1480 Blair Ridge Road.
All right, shifting gear to our conditional use permits. Russell and Lisa Berry are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single-family home located at 1480 Blair Creek Road. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 142 acres in size, with a mobile home and then a single-family home that was built in 1899 located on the property. Mobile home has three bedrooms served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So this is our standard staff recommendations, which are requirements to be met if approved before the nightly rental can start. The highlighted ones that change, of course, are our occupancy, which will be 8 for a three-bedroom home. Parking, a total of 4 spots for the 8. And then we need to do a on-site septic system review of some sort to make sure there's ability to serve 8 occupants, which is not too far off of the size of the mobile home. So, see if I can get you some references here. Of course, Forsyth's here, 160 Highway. The parcel sits north of 160. And the home location on this is there. The Blair Ridge Road is platted. I believe there's a gate right here. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I stopped at the gate.
So there's your kind of a picture of the mobile home. There's kind of a rough pictometry that didn't turn out very good. Here's our zoning layer. Your green is the National Forest, and the white is A1. And your applicants, they're ready to talk to you.
All right, good evening.
Good evening. I'm Russell Berry. Address is 1975 Lake Ranch Road, Kissimmee Mills, Missouri.
So you want to give sort of your marketing pitch on why you're proposing this as a nightly rental?
How about if I let my wife do that?
Okay. And your name is?
Lisa.
Lisa? Okay, let's hear it, Lisa.
We are situated in the middle of Hercules Wilderness area of Mark Twain National Forest. Glade Top is maybe 5-6 miles straight across Blair Ridge Road. There's hiking trail access all over. There's the Blair Ridge access, a mile and a half from the house. You've got Coybald access. They're just all over. So we're 15 minutes, 20 minutes from Bull Shoals in multiple locations for fishing. So we're just targeting, or want to target, the nature enthusiasts, hikers, people that want to take four-wheelers or hike late top type things. So a lot of people just want to get away from civilization.
And so, and we have there's actually 143 acres. He said 142. The line coming down.
Sky, see him on you.
That little old house
where the second house is.
Yeah.
The old house, that's ours also.
Okay.
So there's no confusion on the house situation. The old house is not livable or anything like that. But you also, not only do you have the access to all those places, you can hike on our property too. There's trails there and everything. And like I said, there would be a lot of people, I think, that would be interested in just the nature part of it to get away. You still have about 40 minutes to Branson Landing if you want to go into Branson. And
what's your closest neighbor?
It's approximately a half a mile.
Right.
It's the Maxwells.
Right up here.
And are they aware of what you're...
Yes, I spoke with them. We're friends with them. And they actually said, do we need to be there? I said, that depends on whether you want to complain about it or not. She said, we don't want to complain about it. So they said they would not be here. Rocky Wyman owns this, but he lives probably 12 to 15 miles away. It's just ground that he has. The other is Keys residence. They're across the creek going the other way. Yeah. As the crow flies, you're probably looking at a mile and a half.
And then Ricky owns the hay fields.
Yeah, there's no houses up there, but Ricky Davidson owns that, and that's who we actually bought the property from.
We actually bought the property for the hay ground, and the mobile home was of no value. It was damaged by water. We had a very small house in Reeder, and we said, let's fix the trailer to use for a guest house for family, because down here we get a lot of family that comes to visit. So we fixed it up to use as a guest house for friends and family. We actually had friends in this past weekend that stayed out there. And it was like, everybody tells us, man, this is just gorgeous. You know, people want to get away. You need to try doing short-term rentals. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anybody left in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? All right.
Is this down Blair Ridge Extension where Dale Davidson lived? Where are you? The actual location?
I don't know.
Well, you said Blair Ridge Road.
It dead ends. Blair Ridge dead ends into our property where Cane Creek and Blair Ridge meet.
Yeah. Yep.
If you just keep going down Blair Ridge, then
this
you run into our property.
Cane Creek.
Pull that map down there, poor lady.
Blair Ridge, that's our stop right there where it intersects there at Blair Ridge Extension.
Here, and it intersects with, and becomes Blair Ridge going this way.
Correct.
And Blair Ridge continues on down, and it ends at our property.
Right. Well, it's actually Blair Ridge Extension. It used to be, that was the old road. Part of it has been vacated
years
ago.
Yes, because it actually...
Where it went across and joined the Tim Keys. So
yes,
I know where you're at.
It went down and actually crossed the creek and went into Tim Keys. There's no way you're going to do that now.
It's been vacated from our place to Tim Keys.
Correct. Okay, now I know where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay. We got any other questions for the applicant? Or seems like a pretty straight, cool Taney County.
So you have about a hard vote for not competitive.
If you live in
We're about 20 minutes away.
Are you close to that area?
Yeah, we used to live right
as a crow flies.
As a crow flies.
But we actually...
Our son's
not really
now
close to
the crow growing
a pickup. We bought a bigger house.
Going to
watch
over.
Oh, we'll both...
We go over there. Yeah,
so you go through Kiss Emails, and then you go through...
Two, three times a week.
Beaver Creek, and then you get to Cedar Creek.
You go to the edge of the earth, turn right, and go 2 more miles.
And that's where...
Motion to approve.
Okay. Okay. We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I didn't hear the motion and the second. Everybody else was...
Motion to approve.
Second.
Did you?
Motion and a
okay.
second.
I'm good.
Okay.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to approve the proposed conditional use permit for 1480 Blair Ridge Road. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 6-0.
Okay.
All right. You're all good to go. So reach out.
Have to go to the commission.
No. That's just the rezone. So okay.
For your conditional use applicants tonight, Marla or Presley or I will start getting with you on your requirements and moving forward to get that permit. So.
Okay. And we did, I forgot to say, we did talk with the fire department and program, and they have no.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me. So, yeah. Because that's happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were just wanting to get it approved before we had to sign.
Yep.
So next we've got 22-032 for two cabins located off Skyline Drive.
Okay, Michael Loftus is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use for two future cabins to be located off Skyline Drive, Ava. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. Each cabin will have a maximum occupancy of 2 persons. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 25 acres in size with no structures on the property. The property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So with the maximum occupancy of 2, then you're going to have just parking spaces, one parking space, and then... The on-site septic system will be permitted through Taney County Environmental Services, even though it's 25 acres. It's not a single-family residential home for the nightly rental, so he'll have to get a permit through the Environmental Services. So I've zoomed way out on this map. So here's Forsyth, Taneyville. We've highlighted the parcel way on the eastern side of the county. In the White's A1 and our green hatched, it's a national forest. They're zooming in on it. And then here's our parcel on Skyline Road. So applicants there, I'll get it found here. It's right here. And this currently is owned by Caney Creek Properties. It's under contract. All the adjoining here is Caney Creek Properties, so he signed the application. He knows what his plan is. There is one parcel across that's owned by Richard Fordyce and Shonda. But everything else out that direction close to that is National Forest.
Right, good evening.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your patience.
Well, thank you for your...
Do any of your kids want to come up and hang out with you while you're doing it? They've done awesome tonight. You want to come up and stand by your dad?
You want to stand by me? They have done... Their patience has been
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they've done awesome tonight.
Other than a door slam earlier for my daughter.
Holy cow.
So what are...
You need to drill a new well.
So what are y'all's names?
So this is Grady, my oldest, Layla, Jason, and Gabriel, the one you can't see hiding behind the phone.
All right. There we go.
Wayne is back there, too.
Hi.
But thank you for you guys' time tonight. So my name is Michael Loftus. Obviously, my family is here to support me tonight because I have a goal and a vision of creating two properties up there near Glade Top. We currently have one Airbnb in Sinozark County on the other side of Glade Top. It's a little bit further from Glade Top, but as the previous couple was here, there is a high demand for people to disconnect. from disconnect from the craziness of the world. And so my current Airbnb is all solar. It's off-grid. We have a spring. We pull water right from our spring. And so people come to our property to completely disconnect.